Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of names getting thrown around there. Let's throw another one out there, and that is Rob Bradford, who's presented by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Mr. Bradford, McFarland to you, sir.
Yeah, let's throw one more name out there. McFarland,
yes.
Fellas.
Another one, of
good,
course.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you guys.
You heard, we were just discussing this quote from Craig Breslow today. We'll get to the actual team and some of the things that went on this weekend. But when you hear a quote like that and then read a quote like that, I guess, about how, you know, now that you have cost-controlled homegrown talent, now we can finally go out and spend. Do you believe that that's something that's now going to happen, that this organization and their philosophy is now going to be geared towards spending more?
Well, this isn't the first time we've had a GM say this. It actually, the last GM said the exact same thing. I remember doing a podcast with him, that's Chaim Bloom, and talking about the Mookie Betts thing. And now this part is going to make you cringe, but you know, one of the reasons they said that they weren't willing to go to the lengths that they needed to go to with Mookie was that they didn't feel like they had the farm system in place. And that's a sort of a thing with a lot of organizations. If you look at long-term deals and you talk to the GMs, they'll say, well, yeah, we were able to sign Mike Trout to that. We were able to sign Manny Machado, Bryce Harper to that, because we felt like we were in a good position with our farm system to have control. And that's what Chaim said back then. And then when the Devers thing comes up, he says exactly this. Oh, yeah, we're in a much better situation. We feel like we can do it. All right, well, that's all well and good, but you got to do it. I mean, I think there is an element to that, but you got to do it. This is how these guys look at these rosters, that you have the controllable guys for a long, long time, and then you make the big ticket item. But until they get the big ticket item, you know, they've lost the benefit of the doubt in terms of getting that.
So are you optimistic or pessimistic heading into the offseason?
Well, I think it's going to be a wild offseason. I think it's not only because I do think that they're probably going to spend more, which, I mean, how can you not spend more than they did before? But because they are going to have to trade guys, which – they do not necessarily want to trade. In other words, they're going to be dealing from positions of strength because they're just too left-handed heavy because they need guys at different – they need to turn over. The roster is not – there's a lot of mismatched pieces on this roster right now, and it's not to say, like, they have terrible players. I'm even talking about the guys coming up. Look at him. Marcelo Meyer plays shortstop. And Trevor Story, no matter what you think of him, he's going to be the starting shortstop. So you have to factor all of that, second base, outfield, all those lefty hitters, all of it. It is going to be, to me, more like – and I don't remember a situation the Red Sox being in where it is so definitive you have to make good baseball trades for guys that you need, and you're going to give up guys that you don't want to give up. So that's why I think it's going to be fascinating. And then, like I said, I mean, they're going to spend more money because it's almost impossible not to.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. And it's also nice if they actually go out and chase elite talent. They spent money on Lucas Giolito last year, Bradfo, but I mean, I think we were all hoping for a little more than that. And, you know, you got four prospects that everyone is expecting is going to be on the Major League roster in some form or fashion next year. Between Anthony, Meyer, Campbell, and Teal, out of those four, how many of them realistically do you think are going to make impacts on the roster next season?
I think that you have Campbell. I think Campbell will. If you're going to pick one guy who is going to break with a team, potentially break with a team coming out of spring training, and listen, we've seen everything get derailed with bad spring trainings before, but the position fit and the progression and the experience in terms of what led him to this, I think you're talking about Campbell. And so I think that's the guy potentially at second base to say, okay, he fits here and he can play maybe a little bit of outfield as well. Teal is another guy. He hasn't had a great run in AAA, but he's at that age where you can have another guy there. You don't have to play him every day. With Anthony, same thing. I think that Anthony's the one where you're going to have to figure out what they do in the offseason, because lefty hitting Duran, lefty hitting Will Urubreu. You know, you have all these guys, so it's not like you're just going to run out all lefties. They're going to hang on to Roman Anthony. I just don't know if he's going to break with the team. We'll see. And then Marcelo Meyer, it's going to be really hard for him to break with the team out of spring training, considering you have a shortstop and also considering you've lost a month and a half here at the end. So, you know, I think that that's sort of my power ranking in terms of immediate impact. But make no mistake about it. All four of those guys, if they aren't contributing in some way at some time in the major league season next year, then there's going to be some concerns.
As much as we are turning the page to the offseason, the season is not actually over. Well, technically not over. And there was some interesting baseball this weekend. Obviously, all the stuff that went on with Cole and Devers and Bayo and throwing and Judge, was Alex Cora really truly pissed off, or was he trying to latch on to something that he thought might be one last ditch stick of dynamite to ignite his team toward the postseason?
I think both. I think, honestly, both. And I hope that's not a cop-out answer, but I truly believe it. You know, Andy, like, when you're in the middle of the dugout, like, a lot of this stuff is nonsensical, right? You're in the middle of it. You get upset. Everyone's getting upset. And so I think that they were genuinely upset about it. But at the same time, once it happened, all you had to hear was a quote from Alex Cora saying, hey, look, we might look back at this and say, this is sort of the t-shirt. He didn't say this because this is a far better line than whatever what he said, but this is a t-shirt lot. This is a t-shirt cannon that's going to set us to going the rest of the way and make us make our run. So that dynamic was not lost on Alex Cora, certainly. And let's be honest. You needed to do something. Like, you needed to do something. I've said this a million times. Since July 5th, it's amazing to me this team has only won more than two games in a row once. Once. That's incredible. The Oakland A's have had more three-game winning streaks. So they know that you needed to do something to find one of those winning streaks. And I thought that maybe that was sort of after the fact, maybe that was something he was going to latch on to.
Bradford, what do you think was more of an aberration, those couple of months before the All-Star break or everything we've seen since the All-Star break? Because it's two sides of the spectrum there, and you're talking about a 500 team right now.
I think that after the All-Star break, I think you can pin it. And listen, they've had bad runs offensively. They've had bad runs in starting pitching. But I think that what before the All-Star break is a case of, you know, after the first month and a half where the starting pitching was just carrying them, it's best case scenario. This is what this team can be, best case scenario. And that's great. But how many times do you get best case scenario? And where it wasn't best case scenario was immediately after the All-Star game. I mean, the first game after the All-Star break, and that was the bullpen. Like, they had two guys hurt, and Justin Slayton and Chris Martin, who were eighth inning guys. They didn't fill in. They were counting on guys that couldn't step up at that time. And they got guys at the deadline that did absolutely nothing. They weren't able to fill that gap at all. And you look at the number, guys, the numbers for the Red Sox bullpen since the All-Star break compared to the rest of the major league, it's not only last, it's not even close in terms of OPS against and batting average against and ERA and all that stuff. And so if you're going to pick one thing, it's like what derailed them, it's absolutely that.
Going back to Alex Speer's article, another quote that caught my eye in there was, it was sort of in the long going over regrets of how you handled last offseason and the trade deadline and various things. And Breslow said, I'm sure Alex has some of those where he looks at pitching changes he did or didn't make or pinch hitters he did or didn't use. Do any of those pop to your mind? Do you have a list of questionable Alex Cora?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Decisions from this year that could have made a difference?
Yeah, well, the Criswell one.
There's one big one. Yeah.
Listen, much like we jumped to the Kyle Bearclaw game from a couple of years ago, you know, we jumped to the Criswell one, and you could say, well, it's one game. The guy's pitching a perfect game, and then you bizarrely bring in Rich Hill back to back after he's been thrown in Cooperstown Field, you know, week before, and not only because it was a bad decision. It was also like it was a bad decision how they got to the decision, but also in the bigger picture, if we're talking about, oh, you know, the chances the Red Sox have, well, that was a huge game. I mean, that game was, I believe, it was against Detroit, right? So it was you've lost the tiebreaker with Detroit. So now instead of 2.5 back at Detroit, you're 3.5 back because you don't have the tiebreaker. And I think at that night they lost that game because of that decision. So I think Alex Cora has had a really, really good year overall, because I'm not going to say that this collapse. I mean, a lot of times he was dealing with bullpen situations, which are just, there was nothing there. But I absolutely, if you want to ask me one situation, that would jump to mind.
All right, Brad Poe, before we let you go, which team do you think comes out of the American League and represents the AL in the World Series this year?
That's the thing. It's such a crappy American League, right? I mean, it's so. You know, it's like even the Yankees, I want to say the Yankees, but without, you know, Four Finger Cole, you know, it's like, what are you, you know, you're swimming upstream without that sort of starter. It's like right now, I'm with the Dodgers right now, and you know, the Dodgers are this team, like they're obviously unbelievably talented, but I'm talking to one of the writers, like, okay, who's starting in the playoffs? And, you know, he's rattling off guys that get the three and then nobody else. I mean, I think this is how it is across baseball, really, especially the American League. But still, I guess I'll go with the Yankees just because I think that they can probably piece it together starting pitching-wise, and I like everything else about their team.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Rob Bradford from Southern Florida, I guess. You're gonna head up to Tampa before game time, or are you just hanging out with the Dodgers?
Yeah, man. No, I'm just getting some stuff done with the Godfather Joe Kelly's coming off the IL here, but I'm trucking on up to Tampa, and shockingly, there's an enormous Japanese media present here in Miami as Shohei Ohtani approaches 50-50. Which, by the way, like, how do you not like vote for him for MVP? Like the guy's gonna be 50-50. I don't care what he does. Like, so anyway, another time. Jalen Reagor got released, so
yes, all these guys got to get back to that. Thanks so much, Rob Bradford, for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.